All right, Joe Smith time here on a Friday morning. Big Show Friday at WGC. I'll say hello to your buddy Chuck Crabb on a Friday morning. And if I hit the right button, he sure would have. Hey, Joe, yeah, how are
there
you?
We go.
Hey, there you are.
Well, we catch up with you on the east side.
I thought you guys were going to come over in person.
We should have. Yeah.
I went out and made some more coffee.
Oh.
In a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! We would have picked you up. We would have sang some carols. We would have hot potted the coffee. That would have been fun.
Chuck, how are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Chuck is exhausted. He had to announce at least 100 Indiana points. He's going to be worn out tomorrow when he announces at least 120 Indiana points, and then he'll announce another 100 on Sunday. So he's got a busy weekend.
Earn my check, I guess.
Oh, I tell you what, you're going to earn your again. If you were paid by the word, you'd be rich. Now, Joe, we've got a big game tonight as we are in week two of our high school hoops coverage here on WGCL. Last week, we were on the J.R. Holmes court with the South Panthers. Tonight, Northside, Tom McKinney court. Two teams just getting, again, everybody just getting started, really, in high school basketball. The Cougars, 1-1. The Perry Meridian Falcons are 2-2. It's Conference Indiana basketball live on the airwaves tonight.
Well, only Edgewood's the traveler on a night of conference action. The 2017 Conference Indiana season opens at home for North and South, while Edgewood has a key WIC game over at Cascade tonight. The Cougars on the McKinney court against Perry Meridian. Chalk Talk, Andy Hodson at 7 o'clock. John Callahan joins me for the tip at 7:30 as the Maroon and Gold play game 3 of the new season. Perry Meridian comes in 2-2. Coach Andy looking for a balanced attack to join Musa Jallo, who's in midseason form, and Liam Wilkerson and Sam Weger, both averaging 7 points a ball game, could be two of those added keys offensively, bringing balance to the North offense. Freshman Jack Townsend, who's been coming off the bench, scoring well, and Tim Brewster, both could figure into heavy action as far as minutes go tonight as well. Sean Rutter will run the point as North looks to sharpen its 42% field goal average after two. Jallo's averaging 31.5 points, 12.5 rebounds, and 3.5 assists through the first two. Nothing wrong with his game, but he needs a little offensive support, and we'll see if those guys can present that to the North roster tonight and in the scoring books. The Falcons, though, pose a threat with its trapping defenses. We'll keep following that as well. Tip-off at 7:30 again on the McKinney court. South knocked out of the top 20 polls for the first time in a long while earlier this week after its loss to Floyd Central begins the defense of another Conference Indiana crown hosting the 0-4 Southport Cardinals, the team they shared the crown with in 2016. Action at 7:30 on the home court. And a WIC girl-boy twin bill at Cascade. Gary Sims, 8-2 Mustangs, will kick off activity at 6 o'clock. Cascade girls are 7-2. They average 62 a game, so defense, which is key to Edgewood's success through 10, very vital tonight for Gary Sims and the crew in that 6 o'clock opener. The cadet fellows pose a problem, too, for J.B. Neal's crew. They are ranked 14th in Class 2A. They're 4-1. Edgewood trying to extend its three-game winning streak on the move tonight as they look to go 2-0 in league play. Cascade has won 4 straight. Cooper Bybee looks to keep things rolling as well for JB's offense, which certainly has been very well balanced. He popped in 36 last week in 2 games, including a big road win the Mustangs had over at Cloverdale a week ago tonight. Another early test on the road tonight, as Coach JB expected to be on the bench after undergoing an appendectomy earlier in the week. All 3 Monroe County quintets with 2 games this weekend. Edgewood will host Bloomfield Saturday night, North at Evansville Wrights, and South will go to Decatur Central on Saturday night. Girls hoops last night. Franklin beat up on Jason Spears' North Cougs. They're having a hard time of it lately. 70-39 on the road last night. The Cubs broke it open with a 30-point third quarter. Nina Castro-Sauer with 22. Abby Cannon had 10. North now has dropped its last 8 after a 4-0 start. South dropped its fifth of the year, Center Grove holding the Panthers of Larry Winters to a basket in the second quarter and only two buckets in the third to cause separation as they win at 53-34. Addie Blackwell with 13. Marina Blackwell had 10 points and 10 rebounds. AP came out Thursday night with its All-State Dream Team for 2016 on the high school football beat. Junior quarterback Gavin Yeske, along with senior linebackers Sam Helm and Tommy Richardson, first teamers, for Coach Moe's Conference Indiana sectional and regional champions this past gridiron season. Juniors Christian Paycheck, who, by the way, has received an offer from Tom Allen at IU earlier in the week, and wide receiver and punter Chris Bamba, honorable mention after outstanding seasons this past year, and Edgewood's duo of tackle Matt Clemens and running back linebacker Ian Coldren, honorable mention for Jerry Bland's Edgewood Mustangs in 4A. The coaches, by the way, put Yeske, Paycheck, and Bamba on its 5A junior All-State team, while Helm, who registered 167 tackles this past season for Coach Mo, he made the first-team all-defense for the coaches. In the pool last night, Edgewood swept Owen Valley in boys and girls duels over in the home pool in Ellisville. Fellows won them all but one event, 127-27. The girls, 109-68. Hallie Schumacher, along with Courtney Waskow, we're in on three event wins each. Don't forget Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, after our Cougar game tonight. Again, our coverage begins with Chalk Talk, Andy Hodson, 7 o'clock. Tip off with Perry Meridian here on the airwaves, week number two of our broadcast season at 7:30.
Oakland and Kansas City last night in the NFL. Joe, the Chiefs come from behind. They're down 3-0 early, rattled off three touchdowns in a row, hang on to win 21-13 in Kansas City. A chilly night there, Chuck. You seen anything?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, the referees looked miserable in that game, having to stand out there. Kansas City and Oakland are now tied at the top of the AFC West, but Kansas City's beat Oakland twice, so they've got the tiebreaker. Colts football on Sunday. Speaking of tiebreakers, both teams 6-6. Houston Texans come to town, and Army Navy on Saturday. So we've got plenty of busy stuff for you here on the airwaves.
Well, we'll look at Indiana's lopsided win, although Terry Moore not all that pleased. That's the way she coaches and demands things. Let them win, and they'll move on to Valparaiso Sunday. We'll recap last night's big win over Northern Kentucky and lots more. I see Dan Feeney and T. Gray.
Nice honors for them.
All-Americans, so
great. Dan Feeney's got his own trophy wing there. Great stuff as always, Joe. Alrighty. We appreciate it. Stay warm, and we'll see you back at 8:45.
Back to the coffee pod. We'll see you in a bit.
8:45 on the button. There's never a time we ever say that on Friday. Joe, can you believe we're on time?
On the button.
Don't tell anybody now. I don't want to raise that bar of expectation to some ridiculous level.
Radio.
Well, then we'll slide underneath it instead of climb
there
over
you
it.
Go.
There's one way to do that.
How are you doing, Julie?
I am great, Joe. How are you?
A bit of a chill in the air.
A little bit. You know what? I've got my holiday sweater on, or winter sweater,
I
whatever.
I will give you a...
It's
heating me up, though.
I'm hot.
I'm going to send that picture to Joe.
You definitely need to
see
it.
You have to see it, Joe, because...
Is it the one with the big turtleneck up around her?
Well, no. This has got a better collar than that. This would make English football teams from the 80s proud. That's how nice this collar is.
Maybe she should have entered it in Yogi's Ugly Sweater Contest last Tuesday.
Well,
man. You should have.
Joe, you can only win so many contests.
Oh, that's true.
You got to let somebody else have a chance.
I don't want to dominate, yeah.
You got to let somebody else have a chance.
Good grief. Yeah.
So since Joe's not a Facebook guy, I will send it to you, Joe. It'll be in your text message at the end of your report, so you'll have to bring your phone up to see this. God bless this internet thing.
It's rough.
If I can even get you a message sent, well, we'll do that. I've got a new phone as well. It's not happening. So while I'm fiddling with the internet, why don't you, yes, you, what is the problem here? Terry Morton's group, she had no problem. Northern Kentucky, the Norse came to town. They brought the snow with them, but they didn't bring any hoops, and the Hoosiers ran riot yesterday at the Assembly Hall last night. 149 winners.
Well, seemingly what appears to be good now won't be down the line, kind of paraphrasing, if you will, Coach Terry Morton's message to her squad. Last night, after blowing out outclassed Northern Kentucky 100-49 at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, the Branch McCracken Court, Coach Terry is kind of put her bench on guard, armed with a rather short leash until further notice, and until there's a better understanding of what needs to be done defensively and rebounding-wise. Well, stat-wise, wasn't anything wrong with the game. The Hoosier women hit 11 of 13 in the opening quarter, 35-5, and away they went to win number six in double figures. Tyra Buss with a different kind of a double, 14 points, 10 assists, and a new career high, 15 rebounds from Alexis Cassian to go along with 10 points. That message, by the way, geared more at the underclassmen and the freshmen than to the veteran starters, Coach Terry's message Thursday night. Hoosiers hit 60% for the game, only 10 turnovers. That was a drastic drop from the 28 they had in a win at North Texas earlier in the week. So we'll see if message got through and answered. Sunday they play again, Valparaiso at 2 o'clock. Meanwhile, the ninth-ranked fellows of Coach Tom return to the McCracken court on Saturday at 4 against Houston Baptist, who are 2-4. They give up a lot of points, so the electronic scoreboard probably will be lit again, aglow, looking for an 8-1 start here at the exam break, 4 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Well, more gold for Lily King, winning her third at the FINA Short Course World Championships north of the border in Windsor, Ontario, swimming the mixed 200-meter medley relay last night to go along with her 50-meter breaststroke and also the 200 medley relay that she was part of on Wednesday. Hoosier Cody Miller also earned a gold in the event for swimming in the prelims, where the Americans won their heat in 138-8. Kennedy Goss, who hails from Canada and swam for her native country, placed ninth in the 200 backstroke in the FINA Short Course Championships. Indoor track and field, Gladstein Fieldhouse front and center tonight. Newly resurfaced oval indoors at Gladstein for Ron Helmer's men and women to begin the indoor season. At least a half a dozen teams will be in for the Hoosier Open. Wrestling, the Big Ten opening duel for Dwayne Goldman's grapplers tonight, 7 o'clock. On the mats at UChem, Sunday they'll be up in Ypsilanti taking on Eastern Michigan and Cleveland State. Hey, congrats out to IU field hockey senior Kate Barber, voted earlier this week first team All-American by the coaches. Those 18 goals and 40 points, both IU records this past season, did not go unnoticed. Second time that we see on the All-American list Dan Feeney's name. Named to the Walter Camp Foundation Dream Team for a second straight year. In addition to that, junior linebacker T. Gray Scales, second team All-American from Sports Illustrated on Thursday. T. Gray, by the way, has a wagon load of tackles. Matter of fact, he leads the country with 87 solo tackles going into the Foster Farms Bowl game later this month in Santa Clara against the Utah Utes. He became the first Indiana linebacker in 29 years to earn an All-American accolade. Well, high school basketball front and center tonight. Perry Meridian at North, Chalk Talk at 7 with Andy Hodson, Southport at South. Both the city teams opening up 2017 Conference Indiana play. Big boy girl doubleheader with WIC implications early December as Edgewood will play at Cascade. The girls game will start at 6, followed by the boys. And tomorrow, more activity on the high school beat. Edgewood's back in action, J.B. Neal, who underwent an appendectomy earlier this week. He's okay. He's due to be on the sidelines for both of these games tonight and tomorrow night when they host Bloomfield. North and South both travel. Cougs go down to Evansville Rights, and Decatur Central welcomes in Hall of Fame coach J.R. Holmes and the South Panthers. In girls action, Edgewood back in action at Shackamack tomorrow afternoon. Quick turnaround for Gary Sims's crew. And Lighthouse Christian with the high-scoring Grace Holdeman will be in action at home against Providence Crystal Ray tomorrow night. 6 o'clock will be tip time. We have swimming and wrestling this weekend. Bloomington North competes at the Columbus North Relays, and in wrestling, the North Grapplers of Marty Hutzel competing at the Columbus North Tournament, and Bloomington South will be in the Jasper Six-Way. Again, high school hoops tonight on the airwaves. Andy Hodson, 7 o'clock, Chalk Talk, Perry Meridian at North. Tip-off at 7:30 right here on the airwaves.
And a busy, busy week. Good job getting that recapped earlier with the high school beat. Now the Hoosier beat, Lily King. We were joking. Does Brinks go to Canada? Do they have their own?
I think they use the ship.
That's right. They'll need to because the checked bags weight. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen when you've got all those medals in there.
Be overweight.
Great to see Dan Feeney coming back for his senior year. It did not play out perhaps individually the way he wanted it to, but still recognized for his fantastic talent. Dan has one more game to play, as do the Hoosiers, 28th Wednesday at the Foster Farms Bowl in San Francisco. That's the good news. Joe, Indiana's going to have no problem with Houston Baptist tomorrow afternoon. As you mentioned, as we talked and joked with Chuck, and you mentioned there, lighten up the scoreboard. It should get plenty of guys, plenty of time. And that means, Joe, everybody should be rested and ready for the Butler Bulldogs a week from Saturday, 5 p.m. at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Again, another marquee game for Indiana in a big setting there in Indy. So exciting times on that. Get those finals taken care of, and everybody's rolling on there. Perry Meridian and North tonight. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock with Andy Hodson. Moose Jallo and the Cougars, Joe, they're 1-1, but Perry Meridian comes in 2-2, so that's our featured game tonight. Oakland, Kansas City last night was on the airwaves. Just a grinded out cold night of football in Kansas City. The Chiefs win 21-13. We'll have Colts for you on Sunday starting at noon. And Army-Navy on Saturday, 2:30 pregame. The pomp and circumstance sometimes is just as good as the football before those games get started.
Yeah, Navy will be in a foul mood after getting upset by Temple, so the Popeyes over the ground troops in this one, I'm afraid. But it's been Baltimore, by the way.
Yes, and I think the Army has struggled here in the last 20 years to keep up with Navy and Ken Niumatalama. Oh, geez, I can't do Ken's last name. It's too early for that. He's a really good coach, though, for Navy. So there we have it. Hey, stay warm tonight. On Monday morning, we're going to have a truckload of stuff to get updated with, as you just alluded to, which is always fun to get caught up over the weekend. We'll hear you tonight after the Bloomington Review with Jim Inman. He'll take you from 6 to 7 p.m. They'll get caught up at the Monroe Community Kitchen of Monroe County with Tim Clower. And then right into Chalk Talk at 7, and John Callahan will join you at 7:30, and Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk. Sounds like a great night of local radio.
Away we go.
And stay warm.
All right. You guys too.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 on Big Show Friday and Monday mornings.